910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judges ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Anenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears. Sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're
Todd.
Exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
if you
not.
Go,
absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judges ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz, the team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz, the team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only 5 more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz, the team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only 5 more alternates need to be picked. The judges ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only 5 more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Anenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have 2 girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM. W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears. Sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're
Todd.
Exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
you
not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern fried jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group, there were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears. Sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's America. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern fried jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group, there were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears. Sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only 5 more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s.
Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Anenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off. What are you talking about? That was December basketball. basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears. Sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
you
not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judge has ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz, the team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears, sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury is seated in the historic first criminal trial of a former U.S. president, the porn star hush money case that Donald Trump denies. At the courthouse, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Among the newly chosen, a speech therapist, a physical therapist, a security engineer, an MBA in finance, a wealth manager, a man who works for an eyewear company, and a woman who said she works in product development and expressed some rather strong views about Trump. The woman conceding she doesn't like Trump, but she pledged to be fair.
The court just asked to seat a few more alternates. The U.S. vetoed a widely backed U.N. resolution toward full United Nations membership for a state of Palestine. More than 100 students have been arrested for trespassing, says New York City's mayor at a pro-Palestinian protest and camp at Columbia University. The Arizona Coyotes are officially headed to Salt Lake City. The NHL Board of Governors voted unanimously to approve the sale. This is ABC News. Hard times are not over yet for United Airlines, but much-needed relief is on its way from a troubled airplane manufacturer.
United Airlines says when the Boeing 737 MAX 9 was grounded after that Alaska Airlines door plug flew off, it cost United about $200 million because it couldn't fly those planes. And now it's freezing pilot hiring and modifying plans because of slowed production of the MAX and the delayed certification of the Boeing 737 MAX 10. A new regulatory filing says Boeing will compensate United for the financial damages in the form of credits on the purchase of future Boeing airplanes. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Google Maps is adding features to make it easier for electric vehicle drivers to find charging stations. They include real-time information about availability and charging speeds. Google says it will start rolling out the features in the coming months. At first, the feature will only be available for drivers with built-in Google systems. A mixed day on Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.